And welcome to the Amazing Minecraft Podcast, episode number 71. I know. We said we'd do a episode on February 6th, and it is now February 20th, and those are not the same number. I don't really have too many valid excuses, but I'm going to try my best. One, I got sick twice. Two, I don't know. We were busy, maybe. But we have played a decent bit of Minecraft, I think. So, Gideon got most of his stuff back, I think. What have I even been doing? I don't even know at this point. I just have kind of logged on to collect the clay. I've maybe played a little bit of Dungeons. I'm not exactly sure entirely what I've been doing late. Oh, yeah. I have started to try and level up kind of as much as I can. So I went from being level 104 last time to being level 110. So I'm getting very close to being able to have that nice, nice blue, tag at the beginning of my name saying I'm level 120 or above. Also the garden update came out, so we've been working on farming a little bit. I have a full set of farm armor now, which I just kind of got from farming wheat pretty quickly. Also, the prices of all the farming things have, like, skyrocketed.
Yeah, okay, so let me tag this for you here. Wait, is that the word?
What?
Tag this?
No.
Okay, so, my voice. Rancher's boots, they were 3 million, 3.5 million. They're now 9 million, by the way. Sorry, my voice is, my throat hurts. It's kind of croaky. Level 100 elephant used to be 30 million. It is now 57 million for no candy to 54 million with candy. Hose used to be about a million for a blueprint, maybe 1.5 million. Now they are 5 million. Replenish is 3 million.
Replenish is actually 2, I checked.
Et cetera, et cetera. It goes up and everything. The Jacob's tickets. Everything is super expensive, starting with the garden, and eventually in a week or two or three, all that should die down, and I've been kind of taking advantage of that, just buying blueprints that maybe people are willing to sell them for $3.5 million, then reselling them for $5.5 million, buying hoes and reselling them. With that, I've made about $40 million in the past couple days.
Oh, yeah, we also hit social 10, which means we have access to display cases.
Oh, which is cool, because I got a Cow is Bad cake soul. So I got lucky with the cake soul drop, and then I saw Cow is Bad, and I was like, the Cow is Bad and Quaglet were there, and I had to choose one.
I think Quaglet was not the good choice, so Cow is Bad was probably the best choice he could have made there. So, that is pretty much all I've been playing a little bit of Bed Wars recently, trying to get pretty good at the video game. And I'm doing pretty well. I'm at 71 stars. I was at like 68 last time. So we're making some decent progress on that. I do want to get to 100 stars. But I've gotten very good at Bed Wars. So, that's what I've been doing.
So basically, I'm going to explain garden here. So first you start out, you give the person some stuff, yada, yada, yada. But then so you unlock the Sky Mart and all this stuff where you can buy perks to your farming fortune for certain crops. There is the thing that makes compost. You have to put in plants or organic plant matter. The best one to do is enchanted cactus.
Well, that's the one that I found is pretty
easy. It gives, I think, 30,000. I feel like it's way too expensive.
You don't want to put in the cactus green. You want to put in the actual cactus. So, and then you put in biofuel in the other, and it makes compost. Yeah. That's how I made a little bit of money to start up the garden.
Because originally it was 1 million.
It was 1 million per compost when the craft cost was only like 20K, so I made 2 million pretty quick. But then the price is now down to like 50K at the moment.
It's 170K, I think.
I don't know.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I have anything right. But then you can spend compost to unlock plots, which then you can build. Thing is, the plot design isn't bad, but
you can
like,
build your own custom plots on there.
You can?
Yeah. So you can basically, because you can break and build stuff on your plots that have finished pasting or finished cleaning. So you can just build another layer. Oh, sorry. Man, I got like...
So if you want, you can just destroy everything there with like a zapper or something.
Well, you'd mainly probably just get rid of the weird little walls that they have there. Because instead of just being, you know, like the stone bricks that most farms are, it's this kind of like wood pattern, which looks kind of cool, but it's really kind of annoying.
And also, for pumpkin farm, they don't cover up the...
Yeah, so you can't do like the 45 degree angle strats because they don't cover up the seeds, so you can run over them.
And but I guess if you strategically...
If you're really good at aiming and really...
If you do it now, they have done some stuff that makes... I wonder what the netherwart design is.
I don't know.
But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to destroy some of our farms. I think the potato farms and carrot farms we can keep. It's pretty simple. Just destroy a few blocks on the sides for...
Oh, yeah. I think this is maybe new since our last episode. Basically, the guide menu came out for Skyblock levels, which basically tells you what you should be doing. So I'm on the... It goes starter, amateur. I'm in intermediate right now, I think. Technically, I can do the skilled tasks as well, but I am not doing that at the moment because I want to do the intermediate. And the main thing I've been focusing on is collections. So we've been putting down different minions to get the farming collections up.
We do need to change up our minions,
though. We're actually pretty close to finishing up the collections that we need.
For three different... That'll be max three different collections.
And if we got that minion slot, Gideon, we'd...
I'm just saying, those are very hard to max with just one minion.
Yeah, so I think we should just, like, devote a quarter of our minions to collections and have two each. So, like, we should have three running, so we should have, like, six at once and then 20 clay minions.
Yeah, because, like, clay minion... Well, how many slots do we have?
We have 25 at the moment.
Yeah, I mean...
And we're only, like, 16 unique crafts off of 26.
What are some minions that we haven't crafted at all? We haven't crafted mycelium or the other one.
Yeah, we also only have, like, a birch 3.
And wait, we could get birch 11 and then mycelium, like, 10.
No, because you need reputation to craft those, and I have not been doing my quests, really. Mm-hmm. I have 1K reputation, so I can craft up to, like, T3 or something.
And then in Garden, probably gonna change up our farms, they added, the amazing thing they added is you can finally plant sugarcane with a basket of seeds.
Oh, wait.
You can also plant cactus with a basket of seeds.
Oh, it's all so good. I never knew this.
Yeah, so now you can do all that. And Builder's Ruler, I don't really know what it does.
It's a budget Builder's one, kinda.
How is it different, though?
I don't know. It better not just be... Oh, wait a second. It better not just be like a Builder's one, but it's dirt cheap now.
Why?
Because, then what's the point of buying a Builder's Wand? Honestly, Builder's Wand prices have probably just dropped out of the floor.
I think they're like 6 million.
Well, actually, I think they're still probably pretty high because you still do need to use it a little bit. So, I guess. But, like, once people build their farms, it's just not going to be very useful anymore.
Yeah, I feel like we should, maybe on a Saturday, make the farms better. We could... Are we going to break the... Can you break the stone walls surrounding the areas?
I don't know.
Because the way it's done is really annoying for farms like pumpkin. Because it's not all straight. And sometimes it'll plant the pumpkins off to the side that isn't in the farm.
Oh, yeah, I guess. That is annoying.
Yeah, so I had to, like, dig holes there. Just a one block hole or place one block. It was annoying. But are you allowed... Like, I mean, are you able just to destroy a farm with, like, the little tab menu?
What do you mean, tab menu?
Never mind. Actually, you can just change the type of farm, and then it'll...
Yeah, you can change the types of farms and paste it over and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool.
Garden pug. But eventually, it gets up to, like, 64 compost, which is, like, 6 million coins worth. And that's where it gets expensive.
Yeah,
you need to garden levels and garden collections now.
Yeah.
We're garden level 7.
Yeah, I think so.
There's 10 garden levels. You need garden level 10 to plant. So it's 7 for cactus, 8 for cocoa bean.
We should probably get cocoa bean because we need cocoa bean for our next guide, like our next collection in the intermediate one, and also replenish books.
Yeah, I had cocoa bean on my last profile. It's because I had those things down for forever.
Also, I don't know if we have a really high... level cocoa bean minion. If you're wondering why I'm yawning so much, it's because it's 10 p.m. We're recording it pretty late again. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I wonder if they'll do... I don't know. But and then I don't know what 9 is. I know 10 is the first one. It goes like potato, carrot, wheat.
Yeah, we have a potato farm now. No, we have a wheat.
We have a carrot, yeah. Wheat, sugar cane.
I spent a little while maxing out the carrot and wheat collections.
Got us and some pumpkin. Seeds. None of them are infinite yet because we only have one layer for each.
Yeah, we got some sweet, sweet Skyblock XP. I leveled up from that. So
yeah, I am now level 85. Last time I was level 70. I just really want to level up.
Yeah, Jake has been call lacking a little bit. He apparently, so he can only play if he has like all his grades are passing, and he has a D at the moment, which is a little bit cringe. So he can't play at the moment, and also he's not been leveling up as much. He's level like 70 or something, but he's getting there.
Yeah, with Garden, that introduces so many new levels. But what is stupid is the Skyblock guide thing, the second level, which is early game, you're supposed to have completed all the harp things.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess it's, that doesn't it's, come with your stage of the game. It just comes with your ping and your skill.
It's not really hard, but it's stupid. Because if you had perfect ping, it's like a little difficult, but it's not like...
If you had perfect ping, maybe an hour and a half to complete the entire
thing. No, I'd say you could do it in 20 minutes if you had perfect ping. But you don't have perfect ping, and then it's just going to be a little laggy and a little annoying, and it's just so bad. Like, I have completed all but 4 of the songs.
Yeah, for some reason, I cannot get very far for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm on, I think, Minuet right now.
Yeah, my last profile was on Minuet.
Yeah, it's the one that goes burr, 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 burr.
No, because what it does, it basically just scales all the way down the harp. Yeah. And starts at the other side, then starts at the other side, and then scales all the way back down.
Yeah, I can do it, like, if I have good ping. If I probably just sat there for, like, half an hour, I'd probably get it, but I don't want to set it up.
30 Viruses stream, he was doing it for 7 hours, and he couldn't complete them all.
Yeah, it's rough. So. Yeah, that's pretty much all we have to talk about. We're going to do an episode soon. I'm not going to set an actual timetable because we're going to break it again and then get some angry reviews. I saw that review that someone left, by the way.
What did it say?
It said, like, you guys said you were going to post on February 6th. Sorry, we were busy, I guess.
We do still have a sponsor. Surprised yes. We still have that, even though we're not posting.
Yeah, honestly, I am surprised they have not ghosted us or gotten rid of us yet. But
honestly, they're probably too big to come to you to care.
They're still here, and we're still going to advertise them because that's what we get paid kind of to do. We still have not actually gotten paid because nobody has used our code, which you should use. It's actually pretty good because it gives you 20% off of any Minecraft server that you would like to host. Oh, you want to play Minecraft with your friends, but you realize that all the Minecraft servers from all the other spots are all expensive, and then you see Shockbite, and you realize that it's better, and then you realize, oh, wait, I have a code, and it's code AMAZING, amazing. If you type that in at checkout, you get 20% off of your purchase.
And they have, servers ranging from $5 a month to,
I think their cheapest one is $2 a month, so pretty cheap, and 20% of that is, I don't know.
It's 20 cents.
No. It's 40 cents.
Oh.
So you'd be paying literally $1.60 a month for a quality Minecraft server.
You can find that in your couch cushions.
Yeah, you could literally look in your couch cushions and find that much money, and then bam, Minecraft server. So just saying, it's a good idea if you wanted to, buy a Minecraft server. So they also have other servers too, like Rust and Satisfactory and Terraria and Stardew Valley and a bunch of other ones. So yeah, that is pretty much it for this episode of the Amazing Minecraft Podcast. So until the next episode, which will be soon, probably, not making any promises. I'm gonna say it's gonna be soon, probably within a week, so I don't know, but yeah, so until the next episode, keep mining and stay crafty. Bye.